And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2016. It was on this day in 1932 the American physicist Carl Anderson discovered the first physical evidence that antimatter was more than just an idea. Physicists had been speculating as long ago as the late 19th century that there may exist particles in matter that are exact opposites of the matter that surrounds us, mirror image anti-atoms, and perhaps even whole anti-solar systems, where matter and antimatter might meet and annihilate one another. Carl Anderson, on this day, 1932, was photographing and tracking the passage of cosmic rays through a cloud chamber, a cylindrical container filled with dense water vapor lit from the outside with a viewing window. When individual particles passed through the sides of the container into the saturated air, they would leave spider web tracks of condensation, each type of particle forming a uniquely shaped trail. Anderson noticed a curious pattern, a trail like that of an electron with an exactly identical but opposite curve, an electron's mirror image, evidence of an anti-electron. He named the particle the positron, and he won a Nobel Prize for the discovery 4 years later. It was in 1940 that the science fiction writer Isaac Asimov took up this idea of the particle, using it as the basis for his fictional positronic brain, a structure made of platinum and iridium, and his means for imparting human-like consciousness to the robots in his story. And the fictional uses of antimatter have since spread throughout literature and popular entertainment, from the writing of Robert Heinlein to the classic British TV series Doctor Who, to Star Trek, and to Dan Brown's Angels and Demons. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist James Baldwin, born Harlem, 1924, oldest of nine children, family dominated by his stepfather, a Pentecostal minister. James left home in 1943, moved to Greenwich Village, wrote about it in Notes of a Native Son, and then when he was 24, expatriated himself to France, where he hoped he could escape the label of black writer. Here's a poem for today by Ken Kraft entitled Snapper. Atop the ridge near the driveway, small ramparts of sandy dirt behind her, a snapping turtle lays her eggs at dusk. Her eyes, heavy-lidded, blink with boredom at her audience. Supreme in her ill-chosen spot, her helmet of stink, the algae like wet war ribbons clinging to her carapace, she appears exhausted with ancientness. Behind lies the dark tail of her reptilian conscience. In front, the set jaw of resignation, resolve. It'll be gone tomorrow, I tell my son, all of it. The next morning, in place of the snapper, a hole well dug and white leather casings, hollow remnants of raccoon rapture, and somewhere down in the bog, mud and indifference. A poem, Snapper, by Ken Kraft, from The Indifferent World, published by Future Cycle Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.